So our alpha, our principle then in words, ground state atom, we put the electrons into the lowest energy orbitals. In the case of carbon then, we're putting 2s2, 2p2, not 2p4. Okay, so we must fill the s before the p because the s is lower in energy. Now for Hund's rule then, if we have got electrons with parallel spin versus electrons with unparallel spin, it creates a different energy for our electronic system. So Hund's rule is saying that if we're putting electrons into orbitals which have the same energy, then the electronic configuration with the lowest energy has the maximum number of unpaired electrons with parallel spin. So for oxygen then, we've got 2s2, 2p4. So when we're focusing on what's going on in the 3p orbitals, the px, the py, the pz, rather than put all four of these electrons into the first two, for instance 2px, 2py, we put one electron into each, so the three black spin up arrows, and then we put the fourth one in here into the 2px. Okay, that generates the lowest energy configuration. So that's Hund's rule. Okay, now those rules and principles, I expect that you can generate them in a flash because they're very standard questions. And remember, there's a problem in the final exam which is on quantum numbers, molecular orbital theory, band structure theory. It's not a maybe, it's in every exam paper, it's in exactly the same place, and then I just go through a few permutations. Okay, so that one will be coming at you for sure.